Hello? Hello, Joe, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. We keep getting disconnected.
Yes, I believe we have a bad connection. Okay, you were telling me about the table of contents that's going to be updated once we have done all the revisions, okay? So skip that. Let's move on to the next part.
Okay, go
Introduction?
to page five. Go to page five.
Okay, is introduction page one good to page four good to go?
Go to page five.
But we need to review page four as well. Okay, let's go to page five. All right.
There are no mistakes on page four. I'm talking about all the mistakes. Go to
Okay.
page five.
All right. I'm on page five.
Okay, you have a note, you have a comment there where you put a hyphen between 60 and minutes. Okay, you didn't do it on the second 60 minute.
Where is that?
Read on down.
Okay, let me see. 60-minute row to the town pier in Plymouth. From there, it was a 15-minute walk. We did it to the 15-minute, and okay. Is it on the same page?
It's in the same paragraph.
Let's see.
This is going to take
I see
forever.
It.
And I haven't
Second
got
last
that long
line.
To live.
Second last line, right? Hello?
Second to last of the paragraph?
Yes. Same paragraph,
yes.
Yes. Second last line. Got it. So we missed out a hyphen there. Okay. All right.
All right.
That's
go to
one.
Page seven. Go to page seven.
Page six is good to go. Page seven. All right.
The last sentence.
Mm-hmm.
With his gift instead of mine, you capitalized he. He should not be capitalized.
Let me see. Okay, are you sure we did that? Because wherever we made changes, we notified you. So he should not be, you're right, after the apostrophe, there shouldn't be, after a comma, there shouldn't be a capital letter. Okay, fine. That is sorted, okay? And the next mistake?
Hold on. Let's see. Page 10, I want to make a change.
Okay, page 10. All right, what's the change that you want to make?
In the second paragraph.
Okay, paragraph.
For me, the trips back and forth from Plymouth to Rockland, it should be from Rockland to Plymouth. That was my mistake.
Okay. Noted. All right. The rest of the page looks good?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Page 11. Okay, you made a note about a hyphen added to the handheld to make it handheld.
Mm-hmm.
It says, besides this sentence, it's a little unclear. Did you grab the fish with a net, with a net that you held in your hand and then attach it to the net? I don't know what you're talking about there. I want it to read the options were to either gaff, hook the fish, or to grab it with a handheld net at the end of a short pole. I want you to leave it just as it is.
Okay. Roger that. All right. The next comment is in the next paragraph.
On page 12.
Are we okay with the rest of the changes?
Yes. I'm only telling you the mistakes and the changes.
Okay, one more thing I wanted to discuss with you. It says, if you look at page 11, paragraph 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, and it is the third last line. Can you go over that comment?
I don't understand that comment.
Yeah, because I don't understand it too. What are you trying to say in the sentence? In the net, I manged to collect his teeth. Is that right? Manged? M-A-N-G-E-D?
Wait. No, managed. That, you did the spell check. That's correct. You did the spell check. Managed. M-A-N. It should be M-A-N-A-G-E-D. That was a spell check. That's fine.
Got it. Okay. So that is good to go. We'll change that.
To managed.
Yeah. And the last one, would this remain the way it is?
I don't understand what that comment is. It's common
for this misspelling to occur with many people, almost like a natural customary trait. Okay. The spelling of restaurant.
I don't know what that means.
The spelling of restaurant. I'm looking at the next paragraph.
If it's a spell check, make this proper spell check.
Got it. But there are a lot of spellings that you have done intentionally. So we have to, you know, reconvene with you and then make the changes. So you're okay with changing the spelling of the restaurant, right?
Is it spelled correctly there?
No, it is spelled wrong.
The U and the A should be transposed.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
All right.
I told you, you can spell check.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we will correct that. Moving on to page 12.
You asked me a question about italicizing the names. You can italicize them. That's fine.
Okay, so that is good to go, too. Let's move on to page 13.
13, the only problem I have is you made a comment about the spelling of hysterectomy.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. And then we added a hyphen in between seven day honeymoon. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
If I mistakenly read it as seventh day honeymoon, then pause to look, so now it looks clear having been hyphenated. Yes. We changed that. That's good to go? A seven-day honeymoon?
That's fine. The next to the last line on page 13.
The next to the last line.
It's time, comma, arrival time, comma, altitude, and you put an extra, there's an extra space between and airspeed. There should only be
mm-hmm.
one space, not two.
Got it. And the rest of it is all fine, right? One more thing. We are missing out one more thing. Right below the honeymoon paragraph, the next paragraph where it says in Tallahassee we rented a one-room efficiency cabin. If you go to 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth line, there's a comment there.
I just talked to you about that. I misspelled hysterectomy.
Okay, so we can take care of that. All right.
I don't have any problem. Listen, Lisa, listen mm-hmm. to me. I don't have any problems with you adding hyphens. I don't have any problems with you making spell checks. And
mm-hmm.
I don't have any problems with you punctuating. You just don't change my words.
Got it. But I just want to go through this, Joe, because you have very specific instructions, and I know you get very offended. So I don't want to get you worked up. While we're at it, let's just go through everything. There's no harm in that. It will be done really quickly, all right? And then you won't have to,
Lisa,
you know, go back
Lisa,
and forth.
Lisa, we've been at this a month, and we're farther behind than we were when we started.
Joe,
if you'd have listened to me in the very beginning and read the introduction before you did anything. All you had to do was read the introduction, and you would have got a feeling for what I was trying to accomplish. I don't give a shit about grammar.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's atrocious, you don't change the grammar. You don't change my words.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't think you do have it because we've been over this too many times.
I understand that, Joe, but there are a lot of things that the team could not neglect. But I understand what you're saying now. Just add the hyphens, correct the spelling mistakes, take care of the spacing, and we're done. So I get that. I just want to go through the manuscript with you once and for all, and then we don't have to go back and forth. That's all I'm saying. Let's wrap it up today. Okay.
We can't wrap it up today because I've only been through 100 pages, and it's taken me all day to get there because I've had to write down 4 pages worth of mistakes. We're not going to get through it today. Do you understand? That was my email to you to begin with and start this whole bullshit about, oh, well, we're going to do it tomorrow. I never said anything about tomorrow.
I'm sorry. I assumed it. Yes, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry, Joe. I assumed that from your email that we're not having the call. And I'm very, very sorry, Joe, about this. And I really want to get this done. I understand we won't do it today. Can we just move on from page 13 and cover as much as we can today and then talk again tomorrow?
No, I can't do it tomorrow.
Then when can we do it?
Thursday.
Okay, let me mark you on Thursday. All right, what time can I call you on Thursday?
You can call me 1 o'clock my time.
You are in Mountain?
Yes.
Okay, 1 o'clock your time. All right, that will be 12 my time. Just give me a moment, please. I'm marking you on my calendar so I can call you on time. Okay, I got that. Back to the manuscript, Joe. Page 13, they corrected the spelling off front, so we are past that. Page 14.
The spacing, there's too many spaces between the word and airspeed.
Where exactly?
Next, second line from the bottom.
Second line from the bottom.
It says time, arrival time, altitude, and airspeed.
Got it.
You threw in an extra spacing and airspeed, or somebody did.
Yep, I see that. The extra spacing will be taken care of. I see that in the beginning of the page 14 as well. In between served and American. So we can omit that. Apart from that, is there anything else on page 14 that you want to take care of?
Yes, the paragraph that begins with, after arriving back home and with the help of both our parents, we bought a house. We bought a car and a house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The next line, not too long after, I was hired by Florida Parent Light, and it should be, and we were living on the beachside. I don't know where
and
the
we
went to,
living.
But it should be a we, and Florida Parent Light, and we.
Okay. All right. I got that.
Okay, the paragraph that begins with on Fridays after leaving work.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there was a sentence, and the next sentence says, there it was, and there are 3 ellipses there.
Mm-hmm.
In order for that quotation mark is backwards. In order for a quotation mark after an ellipse, you have to leave a space. So it should be, there it was, ellipse, 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 space, quotation mark.
Got it. Okay, next.
Page 16.
Okay. Page 16?
Hold on, let me find it. See, this is the difficult part, is I make these little notes, and then I have to go and find them, and then I have to relate them to you. There's got to be an easier way for me to edit these things without having to do this orally.
Joe, can we look at the facts? No offense, but you are unable to comment or edit or anything, save the file on your computer. And we're not there physically to do that for you, and there's nobody else who can help you out. So the best way is
I listen to you,
and I get these edits done over the phone. That's the best
the
way.
The first time you sent me these edited copies for me to make changes, I could not change them because it wouldn't let me.
Mm-hmm.
And I explained that to you, that it wouldn't let me make those changes. And you totally ignored that, and now we end up having to do it orally.
The last time when I sent this to you, I informed you that you can go ahead and respond to the comments, but you weren't able to do that. And most of all, you are unable to save the file. And if it's saved, we cannot find it. You remember we ended up spending almost like half an hour or 40 minutes initially to figure out where that file was saved, where you made the changes. So that's going to be a really big hassle for you. You know, if you go through 120 or 130 pages and then the file is not being saved, it's going to drive you crazy. I'm telling you that. So let's not go there. I will have this done over the phone, and so I'm going to take a lot of time. People come to us to write a book, and they go through 14 to 16 hours of sessions. We are only going through 2 hours of editing process. That's it. It's not a lot, Joe. I'm requesting you to have this done, and let's just, you know, get this over with and have the book out. There is no other way. If there was, I would have agreed with it, but I know that it's only going to cause more hassle. Hello?
Yeah.
So what do you say? We get through this? We are on page 16, I believe. Yes. Let's get this done, Joe. Let me know what are the changes on page 16.
Do what?
Let me know what are the changes on page 16.
Next to the last paragraph,
okay.
The last sentence. There's too many spaces between the word his and the word vet. It should only be one space, there's double space.
Wait a minute. Are we looking at the last paragraph on page 16?
Next to the last paragraph.
Okay. All right.
The last sentence on the next to the last paragraph, there's too many spaces between the word his and the word vet.
Okay, got it. All right, so that's the only change on this page? We can move on?
Yes.
Okay, all
right. Page 17.
Mm-hmm.
I have to find it.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
On the second paragraph,
mm-hmm.
third line up, there's too many spaces between the period of slaughterhouse and the beginning of the name Robbie. There's too many spaces there.
I see that. Okay, covered. Anything else on this page?
No, page 18.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if you look at page 18, paragraph 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, fourth line, it says, and take a back road, and then it's dot, 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 and then comma, comma, comma. I'm not sure why.
Okay, those dot, dot, dots are ellipses.
Got it.
That's an error right there. They should all be ellipses, no commas.
That's what I was trying to tell you. Got it. Okay. Anything else on page 18?
No, 19.
Okay.
I don't know where this mistake is. I don't know where that. I don't know where it is. I can't find it.
Okay, I just found one mistake here. Second paragraph, second line, where it says up under one of the oak trees and far enough away from its trunk. There shouldn't be an apostrophe in between the T and the S of its. It needs to be I-T-S, plain and simple.
Why? It's possessive. It's the trunk of the tree.
Okay. If you say, we'll go with that, but it's showing as a mistake.
Well, if you're talking about the tree and the possessive of the tree being the trunk, it has to have an apostrophe.
Got it. Is there anything else that needs to be changed on page 19?
There is, but I can't find it.
Okay, so...
See, this is the fallacy in doing it this way, is that I write down a quick note without having to rewrite the whole thing on my notes and then try to find it after we get back to this point. It's like...
So you must have written the notes in one place, right? Or where exactly did you write the notes?
I wrote it on a legal pad.
Okay, so...
I can't write it on this copy that you sent me. It doesn't allow me to write it on this copy that you sent me.
It actually does, but I understand that, I don't know, there's something wrong with your computer or you're unable to do it, but whatever it is, I sent you the entire plan as well to follow that and, you know, have the comments written up, but it doesn't seem to work. So, unfortunately, I guess we will just have to go through that. Why aren't we working in a sequence? I mean, you went through the rest of the comments with me, so it's going to be the next comment, right? The next note that you made.
I am working off of the file that you sent me yesterday, and I cannot make corrections to the file that you sent me yesterday.
I understand.
There's no way I can make corrections to that file.
That's fine. We're not even asking you to make corrections because it'll be a hassle for you to save that and then send that file to me. So let's forget about that. I'm saying when you made your notes, you must have worked page by page, right? And you must have mentioned the page number for each change, right?
Okay. The last paragraph. This is so crazy. The last paragraph on page 19, the first line of the last paragraph, the word admittedly looks wrong. Something, the D and the L are too close together. I don't know what that is, why that's that way. You see what
it
I'm talking about?
Right to me.
Do what?
It looks fine on my manuscript, on my copy. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
Are you talking about the spacing or what exactly?
The word admittedly, the space between the D and the L doesn't look proper.
There's
it looks
no
like
way
the D
we can
and
do
L
that.
Are on top. Say again?
I'm saying there's no way we can fix that because we write D and then we write L. Now, how it's showing there, it's maybe because of the font that is chosen in the book. So maybe if you change the font, it might look better. But other than that, there's nothing else that can be done because there are no spaces there.
Okay.
Okay. So let's move on to page 20.
I don't have any problems with page 20.
Okay, good to go. Then let's go to page 21.
No problems with page 21. We go to 22.
22, got it.
Justify. Okay, let me find it. Okay, third line.
Got it.
The quotation mark. That quotation mark is backwards.
Yes, and there should be a space between two and the quotation mark. I got that. Anything else on page 22?
No, 23.
23.
Again, something wrong with some quotation marks somewhere. Hold on.
Okay, let me check.
Yes, down by, there's a line that says, Ronnie directed his attention straight to his mother and asked.
I see that.
You need a space between the ellipse and the quotation mark because the quotation mark's backwards.
Got it. And the Y for the U needs to be capitalized. Is that fine with you?
Wait a minute. Where?
Right after the
quotation
mark.
Why does the Y have to be capitalized?
Because it's the beginning of a sentence here, and we're putting it in a quotation mark. It's asking us to capitalize.
No, it's a quote. It's a quote from the guy speaking.
Okay,
it's
so
not
you
a beginning of a sentence.
Okay, all right.
All you have to do is turn the quotation mark around, put a space between the ellipse, in the quotation mark, and the quotation mark needs to be turned around.
Got it.
Okay, we can go all the way to page 26.
Just give me a moment. Okay, Joe, I just did a little search, and it says here that capitalization needs to be done when we are putting something in quotations. When using quotations, though capitalization in mid-sentence is common, more specifically when quotations form complete sentences, they must be capitalized no matter where they appear in the main sentence. All of the sentences, okay, then they're giving the examples. So are you sure you don't want to capitalize it?
Where are you? Are you back on the other page?
Yes, I'm still there. We're moving on to 26.
You can capitalize you if it makes you happy. It doesn't bother me.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay, on 26. Do you see... Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
On page 26, do you see the capital, the word maybe all in caps?
Let me see. Yes, I see that. Second paragraph.
Okay. All right, keep reading. And it says, by the time Pop got home, Steve and I were sweating bullets. Okay, the next line, Pop was a truck driver. That should say Pop at one time was a truck, Pop, comma, at one time, comma, was a truck driver.
Got it.
Okay, go to page 28.
One more thing before we do that. Page 26, last paragraph, and that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Eighth line, the spelling of casually is incorrect. Can I correct that? Where it says dad
yes.
Casually mentioned.
Yes. Yes.
All right. And... Okay. All right. Page 27, is that good to go?
27, I think it's good. We go to 28.
Okay. 28.
Let's see. Hold on. Okay. One, two. The third paragraph from the bottom.
Okay.
The second line says, for some reason, she sat the five of us in what I thought was a four-place booth. That should be a four-person booth.
Four-person booth. Okay. Got it?
All right. Page 29.
Mm-hmm.
In the note, Hold on. Yeah, the spell check is fine. In the note about Scandinavian, yes, you can. That needs to be
changed.
I'm fine with that change. That's fine. It was a spell check. That's fine.
Got it.
Okay, on 31.
Okay.
You need to change that Scandinavian next, the second line, second paragraph from the bottom. You changed Scandinavian on the first one, but we didn't change it on the second one.
Got it. We need
so
to
that should
that.
Be changed to Scandinavian. All right?
Yep. That's it for this page?
That's for 31, yes.
Okay. Let's move on. Page 32.
Okay, we got in the second paragraph, the last sentence in the second paragraph, we have the same problem. We have ellipses and then commas. It should be all ellipses. I would marry the same person, end of quote, ellipse, 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 ellipse. He once declared, not commas.
Got it.
And that was I did that by mistake.
Okay, got it. And one more thing while we are at it. First paragraph, line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven, where you have the quotation mark, there shouldn't be a space between the I and the quotation mark. Should I remove the space from that?
Where? What page are you on?
Same page, first paragraph. Page 32, first paragraph, line 7.
And what are you asking me?
Space. There's an extra space between the quotation mark and I where it says, I want you to meet a friend of mine. So there is an extra space in between the quotation mark and I. Can I remove that space?
Yeah, yes, you can.
Okay. And there is another extra space on the second paragraph and second last line. Again, in between the quotation mark and if.
Okay.
Okay. That's done. Let's move on.
And also the same problem with the ellipses and the commas. It should be all ellipses.
Where exactly are we looking at?
Last line of that same paragraph.
Last,
I would marry the same
paragraph.
Person he once declared.
Oh, I got that covered.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Page 33, yes, the spell check should be Coit Tower, C-O-I-T.
Got it. And?
The next spell check is fine.
Okay. Anything else on page 33?
No. On page 34... That's fine. That spell check is fine.
Okay.
We can go all the way to 37.
Okay. The rest of it is all good, right?
Yeah, whatever.
I just saw an additional space in on page 37. You have no issues removing additional spaces, right? We can do that without your approval, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to go to page 37. Okay.
Yes, 37. Okay. The comment you made about positioned, yes, that spell check's fine.
That is page 36.
Oh, excuse me. Yes, yes. Okay. We go to 37. Okay. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. The paragraph that starts with, it is now the middle of November and I have been acquired an office trailer with a bedroom on one end.
Got it.
Okay. The sentence, the 12-inch by 14-inch, that should just be 12x14. Don't put the inch marks in there.
Okay.
So it just should be the 12 by 14 floor beams, the 2 by 12 floor joists, no inch marks, no inch quotes.
Got it.
All of those dimensions should be 12x14, 2x12, and 2x6. Take out those inch marks.
Got it. And one more thing we need to change in the paragraph right above this. Okay, I got the inch marks removed. If you look at the paragraph above this, third line, the quotation mark.
Yeah, the right quotation mark on but is backwards.
Yes. I fixed that.
Okay, and then... okay, last paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
Third line up. Off he went. There should be quotes on both ends of that. There's only a single, there's an apostrophe instead of a quotation mark on off he went.
Got it. Okay.
Okay, we can go off. Now we can go all the way to page 40.
40, okay. Other than that, everything is good to go. Just a little additional spaces in between, but that will be covered. Okay.
On page 40, the note about spelling Halloween. Yes, you can remove one of those E's. That's a typo.
Got it. Other than that, I think we are good for page 40, right?
Yes. We can go to page 43.
43, okay.
Okay, here's where you changed. I don't know what you did.
Wait a minute, Joe. Before we move on to page 40, I'm sorry, 43.
40.
Page 41, if you look at the second paragraph, second line, the spelling for acquaintance, it's incorrect. Can I correct that?
Yes.
Okay. So that was page 41, paragraph 2, line 2. Corrected. So
okay.
You were telling me to go to page 43, right?
Yes. 42 is fine. Go to 43.
Got it.
Okay, you separated the first sentence. It should read just west of Crescent Beach, Florida, south of St. Augustine, where Highway 206 meets Highway US 1. I don't know why you spaced there. Highway US 1 should follow the word meets.
Got it. It needs to go back, and I have put it back, because otherwise it wouldn't make sense.
Okay, there's something else. Let's see, hold on. Okay, in the paragraph that starts, the Crescent Beach crowd, Pat and Bill, can you find that paragraph?
Got it.
About midway down, it says, Ruby took notice of this unfamiliar car driving up, comma. There's too many spaces between comma and the.
Oh, let me check. Is this in the same paragraph? Ruby took notice of this unfamiliar car driving up. Where is the extra space?
Between the comma and the word the.
This is
driving up,
space.
Comma, should be a single space, the reason being.
There's just one single space. Do you want me to have no space between the comma and the?
It looks to me like there's two spaces there.
There's just one. When I go back, there's no space. It's just one space.
Okay, on my copy, there's two spaces. That's all right. Okay, never mind.
Okay. Let's move on. Page 44, I think it's good to go.
We can go all the way to 47.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
Earlier, the second story in the book talks about at Christmas time, and Christmas time is all one word. Here, you separated Christmas and time.
Again.
Christmas
all right,
time.
Got it. Christmas time is supposed to be one word. Got it?
That's
yes. The second line, right?
Correct.
First paragraph, second line. Okay.
All right, go to page 48.
48, got it?
You did the same thing there that you did on the last paragraph. Ride over to the beach side to visit a friend of mine. That should all be the same line.
Let me see.
You see what I'm saying? After the word beach side, it should be followed
to.
By the sentence to visit a friend of mine.
Yes.
There shouldn't be, you shouldn't have dropped down there.
Yep, got that. And even when it say where it says, when I walked in the front door of Anita's house and before I could say a word, she said, comma, inverted commas, I have to. That has to be all together.
Yes, that should also be. You split the sentence there for some reason.
Yep, I got that fixed. Anything else on page 48?
No.
Oh, one more thing.
Oh,
Sixth paragraph.
The last line in the last paragraph.
Yes.
There should be a space between the ellipse and the quotation mark.
I fixed that. And the quotation mark was, the other way around, so I corrected that. One more thing. What, second paragraph, third line, there's a comment there for you.
Yes, do flap is as it should be, do flap.
Okay, so no changes,
not do
right?
Lap, it's do flap.
Okay, got it. And next paragraph on the same, last paragraph and first line, there are two spelling mistakes that I see. Shortly, there's a T missing in shortly, and then I did some research.
Wait, go back to 48. Did you get the one about the space between the ellipses and the quotation mark? The quotation mark is backwards.
Yes, I got that. I told you I fixed it already before you said it.
Okay. All right. Yes.
Okay.
And shortly, that is a typo. That's a spell check.
Yes. And the research, spelling of research too. I corrected that. Okay.
Yes, that's
so
correct.
49, I guess that's good to go. There are just two lines there, and I guess they have no problem.
We can go all the way to 58.
58, okay. But there are comments in the middle. I just want to make sure we don't miss that out. Okay, hyphens have been added. You're okay with that? You said.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. On 53, you have a. Yeah, you made a spell check there. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
On 54, everything is good.
Okay.
On 55, you made a spell check. That's fine. You separated every and day. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
that next spell check is fine, and then, yeah, everything's fine on 55.
Got it. Page 56?
56. Hold on. I'm gonna have to look up ballast stone in and see how that's spelled.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second.
Sure.
Ballast stone is all one word. Only the B is capitalized.
Okay. And can you spell that for me?
Hold on. As it's spelled correctly, ballaststone. That's the way it should be spelled.
Ballaststone.
Where do you have the notation? Where do you have the comment? The only comment on that page.
Yes.
Leave ballast stone alone. That's the way it should be spelled.
Okay. Moving on, page 57.
Let's see. Comment.
Same change that I was highlighting to you, that there shouldn't be any apostrophe in between T and S in the its. But
why not? It's possessive. It's the fish's mouth, so there should be an apostrophe there.
Okay, we'll go with that.
If it's possessive, it requires an apostrophe, correct?
Just give me a quick moment. I'm not really good there, but I know that there shouldn't be any apostrophe. I'm just finding the reason why. So just give me a quick moment. I'm searching it on the internet, and I'll let you know why.
Okay.
Okay, I got something. It's with an apostrophe, is a contraction, and should be used where a sentence would normally read it is. Yes, that is correct. You know, when we're saying that it is happening, then we use an apostrophe and say it's happening with an apostrophe. The apostrophe indicates that part of a word has been removed. That's why the apostrophe is there, in between it and is. But is,
what does it say,
no
about
apostrophe.
Possession?
Yeah, let me tell you what. It's with no apostrophe, on the other hand, is the possessive word, like his, her, his and her for nouns without gender. So it's correct that it shouldn't have the apostrophe, because you're referring to the possessive noun here. It's mouth, so no apostrophe. If it was, it is mouth, once you put an apostrophe there, it's going to be reading out like this, as if you're saying that get the hooks out of it is mouth. But that's
no,
not what
you don't
you're
understand. You don't understand. It's possessive. The mouth belongs to the fish.
Exactly. That's the reason why
I'm not leaving out.
No,
I'm not leaving out. It is. I'm saying it's the possessive of the fish. It's mouth.
Read
not
the message
it is,
that I sent you.
Mouth.
Read the message that I sent you. A text.
Read
message.
What message?
I sent you a text.
I just heard
message.
What you said.
It's a universal.
I just heard what you said.
Okay, I'll go with you, but you're that's incorrect, all right? And I am actually looking at authentic sites on the internet that explains why it is incorrect. And it's providing you a correct, validation as well. You use an apostrophe when you are writing a short form of it is. That's when the apostrophe comes. That part of a word has been removed. But when you're talking about a possessive noun or a possessive word, instead of his or her without gender, you use its without an apostrophe. And it's clear.
Okay, whatever.
But if you don't if you don't want to change that, we can keep it.
Never mind. Leave it alone.
Okay. So page 57.
All right, we got, that is 57.
Yep. Okay. Oh, I found a spelling mistake in 1, 2, 3, 4. Fourth paragraph, second last line, where it says Gulf Stream, it occurred. Occurred needs to be corrected. Can I fix that?
Wait a minute. Yes.
Okay. So I'm fixing that. Occurred needs to have a double R, so that has been fixed. Anything else to be catered on page 57?
No.
Okay. Page 58.
All right, 58, the first comment was a typo. That's fine. You take one of the R's out, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There
the last line.
An apostrophe. Okay. Let's look at yours. I see the quotation marks on the other direction with the ellipsis, so I changed that and provided a space there.
You talking about the last line?
Yeah.
You got them drug free.
Yes.
Yeah. That space between the ellipse and the quotation mark and the quotation marks backward.
That's right. And if you look at the third last paragraph, last line, same page, where it says, am I embarrassing you? No, ma'am.
Yeah, there should be another
right
quotation
ahead.
Mark there.
We should remove
after
that
you,
apostrophe.
That shouldn't be an apostrophe. That should be
a quotation mark.
A quotation mark, correct.
Okay.
And then you don't
have
need
an
the quotation mark.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
The line, no ma'am, you go right ahead, doesn't need to have quotes because I'm speaking.
Okay, got it. So I'm going to remove quotes from there. And can we have an apostrophe in ma'am?
Oh, yeah, you can do that.
Okay. Got it.
Between the two A's?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right, I think the rest of the page is good to go.
Okay, on 59, the same thing. You need an apostrophe on ma'am.
Yes, that's correct. Got that covered.
Okay.
Anything else on page 59?
No. On page 60...
Okay.
Word immediately is, it needs to be spell checked.
Immediately, yes.
Okay, and then the next one. They made that change there. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, page 61.
One more thing before we go. Same paragraph, right below immediately, reiterate. The spelling of iterate is wrong. It shouldn't be with two T's. There should only be one T. Can I correct that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's move on. Page 61.
61, down near the bottom, four lines up from the bottom, same thing. There needs to be a space between the ellipse and the quote mark.
I said the following. All right. It needs to be the other way around.
Yes.
And where does it close?
After the word good enough to bathe in.
Okay, I see that now. There are a couple of changes that I would like to make too. If you look at the first paragraph, 1, 2, 3, 4, line 4, anymore, didn't work anymore. There shouldn't be any space in between any and more. Should I correct
that? Where are
you
now? I'm sorry.
Same page. Same page, paragraph 1, line 4. That trick didn't work anymore.
Yes.
Anymore should be all together. And then if you go down 1, 2, 3, if you go down 3 more lines, it says, I tried the page, and to my amazement, it was pretty good. There is some additional spacing, so I'm removing that.
Yes.
Okay.
There should be only one space there, yes.
Got it. Okay. So
and then
the
last thing on page 61, you did a spell check on bouquet. That's fine.
Okay. All right. I think we should stop there, Joe, on 61 and continue in our next session from 61 onwards. What do you say?
Okay.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to mark it here. And we will continue in the next session. We'll correct everything, and then I will send you the final manuscript after all the changes are done. Okay?
All the changes that we made up until today, is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not going to keep sending you the manuscripts to check again and again. We're going to go through the entire manuscript together, and once we're done with that, then I will send you one final manuscript to review. And that's it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So on Thursday, we'll take up with page 62.
That's correct. We start off from page 62.
Excuse me. On Thursday, we'll take up with page 62.
That's correct. And it'll be 1 your time.
1 o'clock my time. Correct.
That's correct. Okay. All right. Take care, Joe. Don't worry. We'll get through this. Have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye.